Well, good morning again. It is good to be here once again to share the Word of God with you all. And I am grateful because it has been quite a challenging few years, which I thought I was not going to say. I was trying not to say that. But I wanted to share with you today from 2 Corinthians 4, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 9 in your hearing. And after we go through the scripture, we'll have a quick prayer and we'll get into the word. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 1 through 9. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Let us pray. God, we're grateful once again for who you are, and I pray now that you would stand up in me and speak through me, that your people would hear your voice. Open our hearts to receive the message that you have for us this day. Help us to apply it to our daily lives and to share it with someone who so needs a word from you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So as I prepared for today, as I said earlier, I was thinking I would not mention the last 2 years or anything about resolutions. But it's hard to ignore. Many of us have made resolutions, but also many of us have had a conversation with God that goes something like this: Lord, please let this year be better. We entered 2021 hoping, praying, crossing our fingers and our toes that 2021 would be the year we recovered life as we knew it before the pandemic. But it didn't exactly happen that way. And for us who are believers, and for those who are not yet believers, but to whom we will witness, life doesn't have to be the way it once was in order for our purpose to be fulfilled. One day I was scrolling through a social media and came across a slogan. And the slogan, which is also the title for today's message, is "Broken crayons still color." It almost took my breath away because I immediately thought about life, my life, all I'd come through, not been through, but actually come through. I realized there were times I was nothing more than a broken crayon, but had a whole lot of color left to carry out God's purpose. And God does not discriminate, so I'm sure that this applies to you as well. We may experience brokenness, But there is nothing and no one that can stop us from coloring. Broken crayons still color. In the passage of Scripture, Paul is speaking of his experience in ministry as a preacher and teacher proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. And while he is sharing his experience, it is an experience to which we can all relate. As we often see in Paul's writing, he talks about suffering. We know that suffering is part of the Christian journey. If we take our faith to others as he did, we will experience some form of suffering. Yet, though he suffered, he was courageous. And how? Because his focus was on Christ Jesus. When we focus on eternal life, our fear is extinguished, put out. Suffering no longer has the same impact it once had because we know the end result. This does not mean suffering won't have some type of impact on us. It just means that it's not the same. Our perspective has changed. The beginning of verse 1 in 2 Corinthians 4 says, "Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, meaning glorious, bringing life, salvation, and righteousness, a ministry that is transforming." And when we carry the message of Christ, it is a privilege and not a burden, not a burden in the sense of discontent. We must not be distracted by our trials because the mere fact that we were saved and afforded the privilege to share that salvation, to share salvation with someone else is enough to share with gladness despite our trials. Always remembering, broken crayons still color. The privilege of serving Christ by spreading his message outweighs the trials that come with that service. I was attending a youth seminar once, and during that time, we heard some powerful testimonies, and one was from a young adult who was on the worship team. One of the leaders called him up and asked him to walk back and forth across the stage. He then shared that the young man had been in a horrific accident, which caused him to be immobile. He could not move. They prayed for him continually, and by the grace of God, he was there praising God like he had never been in that condition. His testimony was that he will share what God did for him everywhere he goes. Broken crayons still color. Sharing what Christ can do for others, which is what he did, is doing, and will do for us, should not be taken lightly. It's sharing the power of God's grace and the power to overcome the schemes of the enemy. Revelation 12:11 says, "They triumphed over him," him being the enemy, "by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." The word of their testimony. Broken crayons still color. The Lord will equip us to share in the midst of any trial. In fact, sometimes the best witness comes when we are suffering. But someone wrote about Paul, and it serves as a reminder to us today, with divine calling came the divine enabling. He knew that God would see him through. And sharing the message will not always be glamorous, but God will give us what we need when we need it, as long as we are willing to receive it. But when we do share the message of Christ, we cannot be discouraged when others do not hear or receive that message. The second part of verse 1 in 2 Corinthians 4 says, "We do not lose heart." Paul is letting us know there will be those who will not receive it. And when they do not receive it, we still maintain the integrity of the message, We do not twist it, and we do not change it. Verse 2 says, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the light of God. Satan has put in his work, and many people are under his influence. Verse 4 says, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. The enemy wants to extinguish the very light we talked about not too long ago. The enemy wants people to be blind to the power of Christ. Will this be frustrating? Absolutely. Will this bother us? Yes, it will. Could sharing the gospel to those who are still under Satan's cloud cause persecution? Yes. But our ability through the power of the Holy Spirit to stand will send a message, and the seed will have already been planted. It is this frustration that affects so many of us when we make a choice to spread this message in spite of our own suffering. We want people to get it. We want people to see it. As we have life, no matter what's going on, no matter what has happened in the past, we have hope. And Mike reminded us of that hope on Christmas Eve and last Sunday, the hope that is always present because of Christ. And when we tap into that hope and serve and share, we are helping to lead people as Paul did, leading them to Jesus and helping build them up in the faith. Our hope propels us to engage in the ministry of proclaiming the good news that they too have hope through Jesus Christ. The conference and the seminar that I mentioned, the theme there was agents of justice. Justice in terms our escape from the grip of the enemy. There's no better justice than being released from the grip of the enemy in order to live for Christ, to let our light shine bright, to share the power of Christ, to color despite being broken. We must not be naive, though. We must keep our focus on the power that enables us to share. Verse 7 says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are jars of clay carrying the treasure of the message of Christ. It is the treasure within the vessel, which is us, that gives the vessel its value. The Bible says, he that is in me is greater. God created us, vessels, and knows us, but it is he who is inside of us that is greater. Greater than any problem or circumstance, greater than any weakness, greater than any deficiency, greater than a pandemic, greater than anything this world will throw our way, and certainly greater than Satan, who seeks to distract, dilute, and destroy the message of Jesus Christ. Focusing on who's greater is necessary to make it through life and the ministry of witnessing to the saving power of Christ Jesus. But make no mistake about it. Just because we focus on God in us, we still must not neglect the vessel. It is our physical presence that others see, at least first. The important thing about a vessel is that it be clean, empty, and available for service, even in the midst of turmoil. You may be walking through the valley of the shadow of death at the moment of your witnessing, but the vessel doesn't have to look like it. There's a saying, I don't look like what I've been through. And as a young Christian, it just sounded like another church cliche, but as I matured in faith and went through some things, I learned what it really means. And I can testify for myself that I sure enough don't look like what I've been through. Yes, God can wipe away the traces of our trials, but we play a part in it too. Exercising faith gives God something to work with. There may be days when we just don't feel like exercising our faith, but we get up, dust ourselves off, clean the vessel, and get ourselves ready to serve. Remember, broken crayons still color. In God's sovereignty, God permits, controls, and uses trials for his own glory. God is glorified through weak vessels. We know this because the Bible says his power is made perfect in our weakness. And because of that promise, we can clean up our vessels and prepare to share the treasure. Dr. Henry Jowett said, ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing. The cost is our occasional brokenness. We must be broken at some point during the Christian journey in order to experience God's power for ourselves and for others to see God's power at work in us. We may suffer, we may be broken, but we can, like Paul and like Jesus, exemplify courage, remembering broken crayons still color. If you've never had a trial, what would your ministry of witnessing be worth? If you've lost a portion of health, you can say God is a healer. If you've lost a job, you can say God is a provider. If you've lost your way to drugs or alcohol, you can say God is a deliverer. If you lost peace over a family situation, you can say God is a comforter. Someone said the test of true ministry is not stars, but scars. We can never give up because we have an awesome gift to share, and that gift is salvation. Psalm 116 says, I kept my faith even when I said I am greatly afflicted. True witness based on faith, Paul had nothing to fear from life or death. His faith gave him victory over all trials and the suffering he faced. Christ was victorious over death, so what then shall we fear? Why should we be discouraged? And since he is in us, we too are victorious. God gets glory through our trials. The grace he gives during our trials to maintain joy and strength will bring him glory. Remember, broken crayons still color. We live day by dying day by day. The flesh, Paul says, is crucified daily. We die in order to live. And each day, by his grace, we are given what we need for that day to live. It is only living day to day by faith in Christ that we gain the right perspective on suffering. Romans 8:18 says, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed in us. We are truly blessed to be trusted with the treasure of Christ and his message. And though we have many trials that break us, we are not completely destroyed. Remembering broken crayons still color. When Jeffrey was younger, that's my son, he's 15 now, it seemed like he was always asking for new crayons. So I looked in his crayon box and found why he was asking for the new ones. There were several that were broken, but he didn't like the broken ones. He thought they could no longer serve their purpose. And long before I saw the slogan, broken crayons still color, I remember telling him, the crayons are still good. You just have to peel the paper back to get to the crayon. Think about it. When we meet Jesus for ourselves, there's an excitement and a newness about us. We are like a new crayon. Still has a tip. Paper is still on it, looks good. This is, you know, what Jeffrey would say is good enough to color with. But over time, the crayon gets worn down. It ends up in the box with other crayons and gets battered, dirty, and even broken. And it ends up looking like this. Smudged on the paper, worn all the way down. Seems like you won't be able to color the way that you want to. There's no tip. It looks like there's no purpose for it. But what's so great about our God is if we lean on Him in our brokenness, He will peel back the paper of our trials, and expose what's left inside. And when what's left is revealed, we can keep going. Broken crayons still color. Verses 8 and 9 of the text said, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We are hard pressed, but not crushed. Broken crayons still color. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Broken crayons still color. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. Broken crayons still color. We are struck down, but not destroyed. Broken crayons still color. This is possible because of the one who was beaten, battered, and broken just for us, Jesus Christ. His blood was shed over 2,000 years ago and still colors the world today. His blood colors over our sin. It colors over our mistakes. It colors over our pain and disappointment. And if Jesus' body, broken body, still colors, surely we can too. As long as we have life, as long as we have breath in our bodies, we still have an opportunity to fulfill God's purpose in our lives. We may experience brokenness, but we can still color. We can still spread the message that Jesus saves. He's a deliverer and He is a keeper. So as we begin this new year with new opportunities, new goals, new experiences, we know just like the last 2 years, there will be trials. There will be challenges. There may be loss. There may even be another year of uncertainty about life and what it will look like. And there may certainly be brokenness. But never forget, broken crayons still color. Let's pray. God, we're grateful to You that even in our brokenness, we have purpose. You can peel back those layers and reveal to us that we still have an opportunity to serve, to share Your message, to give You glory. And so we ask now, oh God, that as we approach this new year, that You would be with us. Help us to continue to look to You in all things, to depend on You, to lean on Your promises, and to lean on the promise that You would never leave us nor forsake us. We thank You for who You are. In Jesus' name, amen.